Staining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.
You there, Rita?
Yeah, hello, hello.
How's it going?
Good, good. Well, up front, the fact that it's been quite difficult to get in touch with each other because the phone lines are crazy.
Everyone's chatting to their family and their loved ones at the moment. But I'm sure that will calm down in the next day or so.
Yeah, but don't stop chatting to your friends and loved ones.
Of course. There's many ways you can get in touch, though. Facebook.
Exactly.
Email? Yes. Telephone? Yeah.
Yep. FaceTime, so we're not on the old copper line, I guess this is, the copper line? I don't know.
Now, obviously, huge news today from the government that everyone sort of gets a couple of weeks forced holiday, and I guess if you want to put a positive spin on it, 4 weeks in lockdown at home on the couch.
Yeah, watching Netflix. No one has to go to war on the upside. So I did have a little bit of a piece today organised to talk to people about maybe some vegetables that they can grow in preparation, especially if this goes on a little longer than 4 weeks. But then Jacinda's announcement that we will be in full lockdown means that you've probably missed the boat because you'd need to get soil and seedlings and all sorts of things.
Yes.
And the last thing I want to do is create any more panic, because I know if everyone is like me in the pit of my stomach, I'm just feeling a little shaky. So we don't need to, you know, give everyone else sort of another thing that they should have organised by now.
Yeah, totally.
So I thought I'd take the opportunity to maybe firstly put a bit of a positive spin on this. You know, that we talked a couple of weeks ago about the environmental benefits of this. We're seeing, you know, air pollution cleared. We're going to see greenhouse gases decline significantly, which is going to buy us more time. We'll get a little taste of what a world of degrowth looks like, which is what we kind of need for the planet, for our civilization to continue. It would be nice if we could choose this path, though, rather than having it forced on us, and decide where we can, you know, where we can degrowth our lives, I guess. And that's what I'd say to people, is it's a really good opportunity over the next 4 weeks to look at your life and go, actually, you know, there's a bunch of things I didn't need on a day-to-day basis. Sure, there's going to be some things that you absolutely do need and you wish you had, but there's going to be some other things that you realise you didn't need. And what I keep thinking about is how we've all worked really hard to get the lives that we have, and then it can all just be taken away from you just like that. So, you know, it's not that material world or that consumption world is a very fragile one that isn't really based on anything that is, you know, majorly long-term, I guess, or, you know, able to be held onto when money does kind of become meaningless.
Hey, Rita, just quickly, has the scientific community done any sort of mapping around the greenhouse gas emissions and what this sort of slowdown globally, what the effects will be? Like, do we know if it's going to be enough to reduce any of these sort of emission targets that people had hoped we would achieve?
Yeah, it will definitely achieve it in the short term. So, I mean, I've seen some figures that say, you know, we're going to see 50% decline in GDP out of the US. I mean, that is pretty correlated to greenhouse gases. And, I mean, 50% decrease is huge on what we were, you know, what we were signing up for the Paris agreement. But I don't know if that will, you know, that's not going to last, is it? But I think, you know, even if we find a middle ground there, then when we come back up and running, if we don't go too crazy, we realise that a whole lot of the plastic stuff that we were buying on a day-to-day basis we don't need. Or, you know, actually one of the things, you know, that's really hammered home for me is just the amount of small things, you know, like those are crackers and plastic things, like, they're useless. Like, you eat them once, like, they're absolutely a single use versus, you know, something you can buy in bulk and have around in a container for a long time or whatever. So the other thing that I just wanted to say is that it's a really good opportunity to do some stuff, you know, to ease that kind of feeling in the tummy. Now's a really good time to rely on nature. One of the best benefits of nature is that it is really energizing, and there is a whole lot of science around this, how good it is for you to just be in nature. And we are still allowed out in nature, so go for a walk in the bush, go to the beach, just enjoy it, because you know, there's nothing else that we can do right now except get some energy from, you know, something like nature, which is free.
Plenty of great parks in Auckland City.
Absolutely, and there is a Rahui still on the for Cody Didax. There's a few of them still closed, but there's lots still that are open. So just check the website. Open walks, and you can go in. My favourite is the Mercer Bay Loop at the end of at the top of Piha. That's just, if you haven't done that walk, it is just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. And yes. Arita, are you going to be doing any reading with this time off?
I have two kids, so probably be doing, like, It's Not My Penguin or something. I would love to be doing, I do hope so. What I'm going to be doing is some trapping. I've just, out in the Waitakere's, launched a trap library, which means that people can come and hire traps, and we're doing it remotely, so we're just going to do drop-offs and everything over email. But if you want to do some trapping on your property, rats and possums, and you live on, you know, got some land there or whatever, or you hear them at night, reach out to your local community via, you know, there's Facebook groups, there's your Resident Ratepayers Association. They usually will have some way for you to get traps. Also, weeding is a great time to get onto your property. Google what weeds there are, get rid of those. That's all free, you know, those sorts of things. You know, now's a really good time to do them, and learn something new, you know. But the other one is bird watching. You know, go out and have a look at the birds, see if you can see any kereru or tui or, you know, native birds. Once you start seeing them, you never stop. You sort of see them everywhere you go, and you become attuned to them.
With the trapping as well, it's not just for people out in the Waitakere, it's people in the CBD. Everyone's probably got rats in the back garden, you know, living living in the compost. So.
Yep. They love the compost. It's nice and warm, and there's a food source. So yeah, and there's definitely rats in the city, and possums even in sort of those peri-urban areas, you know, where it's kind of a bit more suburban, but there's the odd tree here and there. They seem to be able to make it work in there too. So it's definitely worth having a look into.
Nice. Now, was there anything else, Rita?
No, just everyone stay calm, try and see the positives in this. I mean, everything everyone's probably saying to each other, you know, care about your friends, family. The other thing that I'm doing, it's not environmentally relevant, but scheduling a FaceTime call with someone in my friend's family circuit every day, so there's something kind of a little bit normal and some contact with the outside world.
Nice.
Yay. Okay, guys.
All right. Well, we'll check in with you when we next check in with you, which I think will be next week. I think we're good for that. So have a good evening, Rita.
Yeah, you too. Good luck. See you guys. Bye.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.